and no one was watching that presidential news conference more closely than people who live along the Gulf Coast. Yesterday, NPR's Don Gagne was in Metairie, Louisiana, just outside of New Orleans, where he found a lunchtime crowd tuned in to President Obama at a local diner. The reviews were mixed.
This is Dot's Diner on a busy highway not too far from the airport. Just about everybody in here is a regular.
You come in the right place, eh? Nothing could be finer than be at Dot's Diner in the morning.
That's 78-year-old Buddy Carver, a retired electrician and part-time musician, and someone who doesn't understand all the heat the president is taking over the administration's handling of the oil spill.
He's trying to do the best he can under the condition. I mean, who the hell could do any better? This is something that's happening once in a lifetime, man. It ain't Obama's fault.
Those skimmers, those boats, that boom, the people who are out there.
The president's image looks down on the room from the small flat-screen TV mounted high in the corner over by the door. The TV is the most modern thing in the diner. Everything else has been here for a while. The stainless steel countertop, the old swivel stools. One cook and one waiter are on duty. 47-year-old August Wallace stood listening to the president as he waited for his carryout order. An airport bus driver, he says he's a huge supporter of Mr. Obama and was very proud to vote for him. But on the response to the oil spill, Wallace says he's not seen nearly enough urgency from the White House or activity on the part of the president himself.
What was the delay on his part? I guess he didn't see the magnitude of the problem. But now he sees it, but like the federal government, always a day late.
Wallace has lived in and around New Orleans his entire life. In terms of the long-range impact of the spill, he calls it a second Katrina. He says it's especially disappointing that given New Orleans' recent history, the president did not react aggressively enough when the spill first happened.
It's a slow response, and I think he's, you know, he's got a lot of things going on at one time. But I just kind of wish he would have, you know, learned from the response of Katrina.
At a table over by the window, 76-year-old Jane Fleshman is looking at the president up on the TV as well. She, too, is frustrated with how the administration has handled the response to the spill. But she says she does not agree with those who call this disaster President Obama's Katrina. But she then goes on to cite one similarity she sees. She says New Orleans flooded following the hurricane because the federal government hadn't addressed problems with the levees. As for the BP oil spill, she says the government failed to provide proper oversight and tough enough rules.
It's a dreadful situation, but I just think there has to be more control over the oil companies, and instead of this dig, baby, dig, drill, baby, drill, they've got to put more restrictions on them.
Fleshman says she is pleased that the moratorium on new permits for deep water drilling will continue for 6 months. And she said she's glad the president is coming to see the environmental damage firsthand today. But after the news conference had concluded and the TVs at Dot's Diner had returned to their usual talk shows and entertainment news, nobody here seemed to think the news from the Gulf would get better anytime soon. Don Gagne, NPR News, Metairie, Louisiana.